Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Maria Lourdes. No, this is a joke that we have because women in Puerto Rico, and my wife will talk about it a little bit now. I think we're going to enter the conversation with the names of women in Puerto Rico. It's kind of a tough. So, pero Maria, I call her Maria de Lourdes Gonzalez, but they call her Maria or Maria Gonzalez. You're officially Maria Gonzalez Inclán.
Yes. Officially, I'm Maria de Lourdes Gonzalez Inclán. But Maria de Lourdes is a long name. So when you're young, they usually split it in half. They'll call you either way. But that was my name. My father named me after his younger sister. And in my house, somebody, I don't remember who, started calling me Maria. Maria. But ever since, I've had many different ways of being called. Maria is one of them, Marian, because Maria is unusual, but I answer to all of those.
No, the funny thing is just, I thought tons of people call you Maria Lourdes. I'm only one of 10 that calls you Maria Lourdes. It's a real shock when you've been with somebody all your life. We got about 10, 12 years different, maybe, I don't know.
Yes, just about.
About it, so it's been a long time, and we're very close cousins, very, very close cousins, because Maria's family lived behind my family, and we're very close in terms of physically, very close of our relationship, our business relationship. So we're very closely knit family, and yet, you know, sort of shocking to find out that the name that you've been using isn't the one that most people use. But then the other thing that happens, of course, is besides Maria Lourdes, then you get married, and then you get married a second time, and you married Antonio Blanes, and so in certain places you're telling me here in the United Security U.S. USIC that people call you still Maria Blanes. Gonzalez, no?
That's correct. No, so. I'm la señora Blanes for everyone, most everyone here. And for many people, I'm known as Maria Blanes. I lost my Gonzalez way back. I'm recovering it now. But still, a lot of people know me as Maria Blanes, even though I remarried. But I'm very proud of that name. My children bear that name. Sure. And so I answer to that name also. I have no problems.
and then I think in some checking is Maria Blanes is also.
Sure. Yeah, well, so. I was Maria Gonzalez Blanes for over 20 years. Also, my passport was under that name. And I had a difficult time after I was widowed and I changed the passport. It took me a while. It was very difficult because I was no longer known as Gonzalez. I had to prove to the government that I was Gonzalez.
Like a 3-year project?
It was quite a project, but I am now back to my main name. But my advice, never change your name, no matter how much you love the person. That's nothing to do with it. It's very complicated later on. Yeah.
I know, I remember still the shock with my roommate, both in prep school and in college, Tom Gilmore. He married a girl that, in fact, I met her before Tom because he was at Radcliffe. And I was shocked because she never changed her name. She was, you know, Sally Walker, and she was Sally Walker, and that was in the 60s. We married the same year. Tom and Sally married the same year as Pinky and I, and it was always a shock to me. It took a while. But I completely agree that it's the change of we do, and especially then you have the De Gonzalez. You know, my wife is Eva Luz Pico De Gonzalez. You belong to someone, which is even worse. But I have to laugh because Pinky has about 12 names. And everybody calls her Pinky, but then she's Eva, and then she's Eva Pico, and she's Eva Pico Garcia, and she's Eva Pico De Gonzalez, and Pinky Gonzalez, and Pinky Pico De Gonzalez. And one of the funny stories, I went to the pharmacy to pick up one of her prescriptions, and said, under what name? And so I started giving all these names, and they couldn't find the prescription. I gave them about 12 names, and then finally I called her. I said, Pinky, under what name do you have your prescription? She says, oh, it's Eva Pico Garcia. I said, but you never use that, you know? She says, no, but for this, and that pharmacy, that's the name I use. And it's always a joke, what name? And every time she goes to sign a document, she says, how do I sign? And then she also signs with 5, 6, 8 different ways, It's but the recommendation for the young people is keep your maiden name and keep it simple, because it gets complicated as you go forward.
Definitely. So, I think people nowadays do it. They're keeping, most women are keeping their name.
So there's a little bit roundabout way to start this this conversation with my cousin. But Maria is the CEO.
I'm really chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board.
Of UC Group.
And it's an important distinction, because that's what we're going to be discussing. But Maria is the chairman of the board and the stockholder with her family. Tell us how this business was founded, and when you became, we're going to go through how you made the decision to stick with the business when your husband died, Antonio Blanes died. So how was the business developed? What does the company do? And how we went through it. That's what we want to cover, how this transition took place, because I found fascinating how it took place.
Well, actually, this company, United Surety, an indemnity company, was founded in 1990 by my late husband, Antonio Blanes. He had a vision of having a company that would do surety business, just surety. He had been an insurance broker for many years and knew the business very well. But it came to a point that for family reasons and other businesses he had to go into, he was 50 and he had really no job at the moment. And he said, I have to go on doing things. I'm still very young. So he had this vision, because I believe he was a visionary in many respects, an incredible human being and professional. And he knew the insurance business very well, and he liked it. He had a passion for it. So he decides to start this company from scratch. He was the only one there. He started with one employee, actually our first Christmas party, if you can call it, in 1991.
Very intimate.
It was him, our first employee, and today our CFO, Mr. Carlos Irizarry, who was actually part-time at the time, and myself as his wife.
And that first employee is no longer with you?
That first employee is no longer with us, but Carlos is our CFO, and he continues here with us. Okay. And so that was the beginning. And I was always there as a wife. And I came to different activities, but only as his wife, never really became involved in the business. So as time went on, the business started developing very slowly. I mean, more employees started coming in one by one, and I knew everyone as he was hiring them. And he knew that there was a, and he liked to have this business as a niche, because he knew there was a need in this business to have the bonds delivered very quickly, good service, having the same product for everyone, but having sort of the need to do something special with the surety business. And so he said, I'm going to do it the best I can. And his motto really was always, and it's been with us forever, ever since, is our commitment to excellence and integrity. And the lighthouse is our sort of logo.
Logo, yeah.
And it's our logo, and it means a lot of things, because you know what a lighthouse stands for. It lights the way. It sort of gives you sort of a sense of the future, of security, of light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, light is such a meaningful thing. But he studied this very closely, and he started it, and he did very well. The company grew. Initially, he was in Old San Juan in a small office, and then that sort of became very small. Then we came down to Guaynabo, at the building here in next to San Patricio, which is today the BBV used to be actually Bebe was Triple S.
Triple S, right.
Building. He bought a space there, and we were there for quite a few years. Actually, he passed away. We were still at that building. He owned it, and then eventually, as I'm going to explain, after he passed away, we are now in another location.
Here, let me stop you a second, because we got to take a pause, and we'll come back and we'll discuss then the development and the move to here to where you are now, the new location.